We're good? Yeah? Okay, my friends, today we have a new book. It's called Devarim. In English, they call it Deuteronomy. And it opens with Moshe Rabbeinu's final sermon. It started on the first day of Shvat, and it lasted for 5 weeks, to the seventh day of Adar. It is arguably the longest sermon in history. People complain that I gave a long sermon, huh? 5 weeks. So Moshe Rabbeinu opens with some serious rebuke. He reviews the things that the Jewish people have done. And the reason that he's rebuking them now is because, Imlo achshav ematai, when will he, if not now? And there's this idea that you don't want to rebuke, but then rebuke again, and keep bringing it to mind. So it's a one-time thing. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu concludes his terrestrial journeys. He's not looking to find favor in the people's eyes. He's looking to be efficacious, to keep everybody on the straight and narrow, keep everybody close to Hashem. And he talks about what happens in the desert during the course of 40 years. And he says that you demanded that the leadership be broadened, a broader base of leadership. That's how the second reading begins. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Eicha es levadi, how could I carry all of this on my own? It was too much. Not only the quantity of the people, the quality, the depth of responsibility. And so there was this idea that I should appoint people. I should delegate. And you said that was a good idea. Delegate. Yeah. Moshe says, I wasn't impressed with that. You should have said, no, we want to hear from you. You heard from Hashem, hear directly. So in verse 15 of the first chapter of Deuteronomy, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts, V'ekech es roshei shivteichem, I took the heads of your tribes, anoshim chachomim v'yiduim, people who were wise and people of notoriety. V'etenesam, I placed them roshim, as heads, aleichem, over you. Sorei alofim, the heads of thousands. Sorei meis, the heads of hundreds. Sorei chamishim, the officers of 50. And finally, sorei asores, officers over 10. V'shoitrim l'shivteichem. And shoitrim, which we're going to see, means law enforcement agents, or police officers for your tribes. So we're going to take a look at this verse now and try to figure it out. What exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu do when it says, first of all, Ve'ekach es roshei shivteichem, I took the heads of your tribes. So Rashi says, whenever we find the word lekicha, Ve'ekach, I took, it should not be understood in the literal fashion of taking. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take people, he didn't manhandle people. What does it mean, Ve'ekach? So Rashi says, this idea of lekicha, this idea of taking, does not mean taking by hand, but rather it means kind of using your powers of speech, articulation, and influence to get somebody to see things your way. Like people say, I was taken by the message of the speaker. It was a captivating delivery. It didn't take anybody in captivity, but it caught you. It took me. People say that this took me. You know, such and such, that grabbed me, it took me. So here Moshe Rabbeinu was about taking the leaders. How did he take them? It says Rashi, Moshachtim bidvarim. I kind of drew you into this with my words. How would Moshe Rabbeinu convince them to enter into leadership when Moshe Rabbeinu was busy telling them how difficult and onerous and challenging it was? It says Rashi, I said, Ashreichem, how fortunate are you, the ones who will be leaders and judges for the Jewish people? Al mi basav lihismanes, over who are you being appointed as a leader? Al bnei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yankiv, over the nation that is the progeny of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Al bnei Adam, shenikru achim v'reim, over human beings who are called brothers. We invoke a sibling-like kind of relationship, and reim, neighbors or friends, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is, of course, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in the book of Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs. It says, Achoisi Rayasi. My sister, sibling-like relationship. My friend, my neighbor. And we also have a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Re'acha v're'a avicha. It's talking about God. Called God's your neighbor, your friend. The friend of your fathers. And the Jewish people further are also called Chelek v'nachala. A portion. A portion, we see this will be at the end of this very book. When Moshe Rabbeinu uses the words Chelek havaya amai, and then he says, Yankiv chevel nachalase. The Jewish people are a portion of God, and we are the inheritant of his lot, or the rope of Jacob. V'chol l'shon chiba. In all kinds of languages of or expressions of love. In fact, in Shir HaShirim Zuta, it reckons out 70 different superlative terminologies that are used to describe the relationship between God and the Jewish people. The affection, the closeness, the bonds of Am Yisrael and the creator of heaven and earth. So this is how Moshe took them. Moshe didn't take them, but Ekach, I did take them. I took them, meaning proverbially speaking, with my words, I said, wow, what a good fortune you have. How lucky are you? How amazing to be appointed leaders over the Jewish people. Yes, they kvetch and they give you a hard time, but who are you being a leader over? And so that Rashi goes through these various expressions of who you're being a leader over to express the concept of Rashi. So that's number one. And that has to be explained. It's interesting, most of the Mefarshim do not talk about this, but Rashi's got to talk about it, because what does it mean, the Ekach? We have to have clarity. So that means the heads of your tribes. And then it says, Anashim Chachomim V'yaduim. People who are wise and known. Now really, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I was looking for Chachomim, Anashim Chachomim U'nevoinim. I was looking for wise and understanding, like Chachma Bina. So the ability to get it, then the ability to understand the profundity of something. Rashi says, yeah, I was looking for that. Aval Nevoinim Le'matzasi. I couldn't find understanding people. I found wise people. I couldn't find people who really understood the situation. Now, this idea of Nevoinim, Zu achas misheva mides shomer Yisrael lebeisha. This whole discussion begins with Jethro, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses' father-in-law, who tells him, you need to delegate. You can't do this by yourself. Novel table, you're going to get worn out. So when he gave me this idea, and Moshe says, I asked God if it was a good idea, he also used different terminology, Jethro did, to suggest what kind of people I would be able to delegate to. And one of the kinds of people, or one of the qualities that Jethro enumerated, he enumerates seven things. One of them was Nevoinim. So Rashi says, yeah, that's true. It says Chachomim and Nevoinim, wise, understanding. But clearly, Moshe didn't find it. V'leimatza el shalish. When the only thing he was able to find was three virtues. Couldn't find seven virtues. He found Anoshim. Anoshim means a mensch, which we know, for example, in Yiddish, to be a mensch is a big compliment. And that means here, Rashi says, a mensch means tzaddikim, people who are righteous. Because Yisrael said, Yirei Elikim, Yisrael said, you should seek out people who are reverential towards God. So Rashi says, I found that's a mensch. A mensch is a person who recognizes and realizes and actualizes his potential as being in the image of Hashem. So he says, that's anoshim. Anoshim, in other words, tzaddikim, righteous people. Chachamim, oh, we have your chachamim. And then yiduim. But the idea, for example, of anshe chayol, anshe emes, people of valor, could get the job done. People of integrity, Seine Betza, people who despise prophet. Yes, I couldn't find that. And Nevoinim were not found either. So here we have Chachma, Bina, and Das always go together. If you have Chachma, you're a Chacham. If you have bina, you're a novin. If you have das, you're a yoideya. So here he says, I found chachamim v'yiduim, but I missed the middle component. I couldn't find nivinim. I couldn't find people who had the ability to understand and to analyze and figure out the profundity and the depth. So this is the way Rashi explains it. I'm not sure where he gets it from, but the Vilna Gaon maintains that chachamim includes nivinim. He doesn't make a lot of hay out of this. He says, yeah, it doesn't say nevoinim, but surely they had nevoinim, but it's included in. Maybe the Vilna Gaon bases it on the Kabbalistic idea that Chochmah and Bina are trein rein delay misparshim. They're like two best friends who never separate. And maybe therefore he says, if they found chachamim, you had to find nevoinim. They always go together. But Rashi on Pshutish on Mikra level doesn't say that. And the Malbim is Meirich. He spends time in this and he says, the bottom line is, it says chachamim is chachamim. No nevoinim. It would be nevoinim, it would say nevoinim. It says yiduim, doesn't say nevoinim. So people understood he didn't, couldn't find. And he appointed these people who were chachamim v'yiduim, ve'etan esim roshim aleichem, I made them heads over you. So already they were heads, it says, because ve'ekachas roshim shivteichem, I took the leaders, the heads of your tribes. And now Moshe says, I placed them, the etin esem, Rasha Malayim. I placed them as heads over you. But a moment ago, you already say it was Rasha Shivteichim. You said it was the people who were natural leaders. So Moshe says, I took the natural leaders, and we explained taking them is a proverbial concept. He took them with words. He inspired them. He talked about the great virtue and the wondrous kind of fortune that was theirs to serve as leaders. And then it says, the etin esem, I placed them as Rashim. So once again, we have now what seems to be a redundancy. What exactly did he do? What did he place them as if they started off as Rashim? So Rashi explains that the word Rosh here is not about leadership, but rather it's about making them presidential.
The appointment itself.
The appointment of a presidential position, which means Shetinagu Behem Kavod. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I established a precedent that if they would serve as leaders, that a leader should be treated as a leader. In other words, a society that has respect for its leaders, is a society that's successful. So if they are to be leaders, they are to be treated as leaders. They are to be given a certain amount of dignity, a certain amount of honor, a certain amount of respect, because of their position. So Roshim b'mikach, Roshim b'mimkar, when it comes to buying or selling, they're pushed to the front of the line. They get to do their business or transactions first. Roshim b'chol maso matan, any kind of transaction, any kind of engagement, if it's roshim, if it's at one of their heads, straight to the front. That's the meaning of respect for leadership. Nichnas acharin, the leader should be the last one to enter a convocation. V'yoytze rishin, he leaves when everybody's still there. So everybody stays and waits, and then he leaves first. And I can tell you firsthand from being at many events with the Prime Minister that that's how they do it, that's how they schedule it. First of all, when you're with the Prime Minister, it's hurry up and wait. Everybody's always in a rush, and then you wait. He's busy, he's always busy. Prime Minister always comes 10 minutes late. He always comes later when everybody, but that's how they create this aura of this image of leadership. Everybody's waiting, and when everybody's waiting, then the Prime Minister walks in. And of course, the Prime Minister or the President leaves first. That creates the aura of leadership. For sure, but I'm like, yeah. Fabreng will be waiting. That became exactly on time, always. But everybody waiting before, yeah. That means to act presidential. So the notion that leadership should act like leadership is a Torah concept. The notion that there should be an aura, a respect for the office, a certain dignity, Moshe Rabbeinu established that. No less than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. That's how old it is for us. Now, he appointed leadership, and the delegation went in a manner of Sari Alofim, Sari Meis, right? The officers of thousands, the officers of hundreds, the officers of fifties, the officers of tens. So, let's just recap. We've already explained the meaning of the Ekach, meaning of taking. We talked about the idea of the qualities that were needed. Anashim Yiduim, not Nevenim. The third thing we talked about this morning already was Ve'etein Eisam. What exactly did he place them as? Now, we're coming to, okay, so I took them, here's the qualities I found, I placed them as what? What was the position? So now we come to the position itself. And here, the Torah identifies the position as Sarei Alafim, the officers of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, of tens. Let's understand this. So Rashi says, Sarei Alafim, this does not mean that every single officer was responsible for several thousand, because it doesn't say Sarei Elef, it says Sarei Alafim. So it doesn't mean Sarei Alafim that they were officers of thousands. It's not what it means, Rashi says. Rather, Sarei Alafim refers to the officers of thousands. Officers of thousands means, he says, Memuna al Elef, responsible for 1,000. That's the maximum anybody would be responsible for is 1,000. Not more. So why does it say thousands? Thousands refers to the plural of officers. There were many officers. How many officers were there? Well, how many thousands of the Jewish people were there? In the numbers, how many thousands were there? 600,000. So then how many of these officers were there? 600. That's the Sarei Alafim. Officers of thousands means there were 600 people. 600 thousands, that's the amount of people that were responsible or held this position. Then we have Sarei Me'ois. It doesn't mean officers of hundreds, plural, but rather each one was an officer of?
100.
100. So why does it say Sarei Me'ois, officers of hundreds? Because, do the math, if there were 600,000 officers of 1,000 each, then there would be how many officers of 100 each? 60,000. Echad Mimuna Almeya. Each one is responsible for 100. Now this is the opinion of Rashi. It's pretty clear. The opinion of the Ibn Ezra here is that the one who is responsible for 1,000, this is the Ibn Ezra in Shmais, where Yitzhak gives the advice. He says he wasn't responsible for 1,000 people. No one person could be responsible for 1,000 people. It's not realistic. He says the Sarha Elef was responsible for 10 officers. He had 10 people reporting to him. These 10 people each had 5 people reporting to them. The 5 people each had 5 people reporting to them. And that's how everybody had leadership. In other words, this is multi-level marketing. The Sarei Alafim was not responsible. He did not get involved in the lives of 1,000. Anyway, you'd have multiple levels of leadership. If one guy was responsible for 1,000 people, so he was making everybody crazy, he was responsible for them. The guy with, he had somebody else responsible for them, was responsible for the hundreds, somebody else responsible for 50s, somebody else responsible for 10. So realistically speaking, everybody had like 3 people responsible for them, or 4 people responsible for them. That's not practical. So the Ibn Ezra says he reckons that the one who was responsible for 1,000 means he was the manager of 10 people, but not just 10 ordinary people. 10 people who were responsible for 100 people each. So ultimately, there's levels of responsibility. And the person who is responsible for 10 people, if he's having difficulty or something's going wrong, the person who's responsible for 50 people, he's going to have to get involved in his issue to manage, to make sure that all 10 people are being taken care of. And so it is with the 100, and so it is with the 1,000. So we have counselors for counselors, counselors for the counselors, and finally counselors for the counselors of the counselors. And that's how everybody is taken care of in this multi-level marketing scheme. The Vilna Gaon has a very unique approach in these psukim. He says that everybody had multiple jobs. He says the person who was responsible for 1,000 was also the leader in battle. These are military leaders. He says the person that was responsible for 100 was also a judge. The person who was responsible for 50 was a teacher of Torah. And the person who was responsible for 10 was also a police officer. So everybody had multiple jobs, which is how the Vilna Gaon explains the rest of the pasuk. V'shoytrim l'shivteichem, and police officers for your tribes. He says it's not like, where did that come from? Here you had these leaders, and you got police officers. And who are these police officers? What do they do? Rashi says, Manisi aleichem l'shivteichem. I have appointed over you that you they should be responsible for your shvatim. Elu hakevsim, v'hamakim, Those are the ones who arrest, shackle, beat Beritzua with a strap. Al pi adayonim, by virtue of what the judges tell them. So according to Rashi, it's definitely somebody else, because it says minisi aleichem. It's a separate manu, a separate appointment. There was the appointment of the people who were responsible for leadership, and then there was the appointment of people who were responsible for. There was kofsim v'amakim. There were people who carried out punishments. They're the police officers. They ensure that the law is being followed. I don't know where the Vilna Gaon gets it from, but he maintains no. All of these, everybody had multiple purposes, and that's why the v'shoytim l'shoftechem is a natural follow-up. Now, these police officers that we hear about now, they're it's very specific what they do. They're kofsim v'amakim b'ritzua. The word kofet means to tie up, literally. Handcuff. So they cuff and they beat. And the old death, they're just not just arbitrarily, but al pi adayonim, they do it by virtue of the law. Whatever the judges tell them to do. So let's open up the Biurim book now, the page Chavches, Simen Yud Zayin. And the Rebbe points out something very interesting. And what's really interesting is, this is not the only time that Rashi talks about police officers. There is another later occasion where Rashi talks about police officers. And that is in the parsha of Shoftim Vishotrim, judges and officers. And over there, Rashi has a little bit of a different approach. Over there in Parsha Shoftim, Rashi explains that police officers, he spends more time on this. And he says, they're roidim esa'am, that they, so to speak, go after the people. They are achar mitzvason, after the command of the judges. Makin, they beat. V'kaifsin, they cuff. B'makal u'b'ritzua, with a cane and a strap. Achi kabel alav es din ha-shefet, until they accept the ruling of the judge. So there's many differences here between the two. First of all, here Rashi is very short. He's very pithy. And then later on, he's more explanatory. So the obvious question is that Rashi's style usually is to explain everything the first time around. And later on, if you want to know what it means, just go back and look what I said last time. Rashi will never repeat himself. So if there's something which is relevant and meaningful, if he said it once, he assumes you remember and you go back and look. He doesn't repeat himself. So ostensibly, Rashi should spend more time the first time around, not the second time around. But it gets even stranger, because if you look between at the two Pirushim, Rashi's commentary here in Parshas Devarim, Rashi's commentary later in Parshas Shoftim, there's a big difference. Here's two of them. Number one, here, Rashi mentions Ritzua. He only talks about the strap. On Parshas Shoftim, he talks about the cane as well. The cane and the strap, well, here's only the strap. Why? Number two, later on, the order is backwards. Here it says, koifsim umakin, cuff and beat. Over there it says, makin vikoifsim, beat and cuff. Besides the fact that it would seem reasonable that you cuff before you beat, not the other way around. So, which is the right way? Will the real police officer please rise? Which one was the apt description of Moses' law enforcement agents? Which one was it? The people who beat and then cuffed, or the people who cuffed and then beat? Do the people have canes and straps, or only straps? So the Rebbe says something very, very interesting. He says a real chiddush here. He suggests that there are two kinds of police officers. Which is why, for sure, says Rashi doesn't follow the Gaon's approach that there was the same people. No, no, no. It's a different position. The position initially was a position in which a police officer was necessary for Haitzah Lefoyel Shel Psikas HaBezdin. We needed to make sure that the law was carried out, was executed. No pun intended. And after the law was executed, what happens if somebody breaks the law? Then they get punished. There needs to be a punitive system. There needs to be punishment. If there's not going to be punishment, If there's not going to be any kind of correctional facility or correctional strategy, people will violate the law, they'll see they can get away with it, and they'll do it again. You know what? When it comes to law and order, people will get away with whatever they can, oftentimes. They're not going to do that. You can't just inspire them. You can't just read coloring books to them and think that they're all of a sudden the ISIS monsters will come here and they're going to have special therapy. You're going to sing the music to them, read them nice story books, and they're just going to look just like, oh yeah, sorry. I didn't even know why we were raping and killing people. As if it's normal to rape and kill, but now that you read me a coloring book, now I feel better. What do you need to have? You need to have
enforcement.
And you need to have punishment. You need to have it. Because we always have to realize that the people will sink to the lowest common denominator. So in that case, even the time of Moshe Rabbeinu needed to have punishment. If you don't have punishment, people will do as they please. So we speak here about as officers whose job is, they work in the correctional facilities. Their job is not to adjudicate or to make sure that everybody does what the law is. The job is to make sure the law is enforced. In Parsha Shoftim, however, we speak about a different kind of police officer. We speak about the police officer who enforces the law, meaning makes sure that people do it. It's a big difference. There's the people whose job is to ensure that those who don't follow the law, those who violate the law, are going to have the book thrown at them. They're going to be punished. And if you don't have a system like that, the law will be disrespected. And we talked here about respect. So it's necessary to throw the fear of the law into the people's heart. And that's what happens here in Parshas Devarim. In Parshas Vayeschanan, in Parshas Shoftim, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about the future reality where people will have to be brought around to listen to the law. Who will spread the message of what is legal and what is not? Who will enforce that people will follow the law rather than not? It's a different kind of police officer. It's a different kind of approach. And Rashi says that's why there's a difference in verbiage. In our Parsha, Rashi only mentions the tzur b'vad, he only mentions the strap. He doesn't mention the club. Why doesn't he mention the club? Because an oynish, a punishment in Bezdin, is giving stripes. Makas is stripes, is straps. And therefore, when a person gets stripes, what do? First, you got to tie him down. After he gets tied down, he got his stripes. That's why it says koifsim. First, he got tied, and then makin. Then he got his beating. So instead of taking a person, putting him in a cage for a rabbit or a gerbil, robbing of his dignity, making him a sugar, and then he comes out 10 years later, crazier than when he started, even more violent than when he went in. Instead, the humane thing to do is give him a beating that he won't forget for a very long time. It doesn't cost the taxpayer anything. He gets his tuchus kicked in, and he has to lick himself back to good health, and then he thinks long and hard before he commits a crime again. Why? Because that didn't taste good, the beating. He doesn't want to get beaten again. That's the humane, that's the normal thing to do. It's not any more humane to lock people up like bunny rabbits. To rob them of their dignity is not a humane thing. You may feel it's more humane, you may feel better about Western society, but it's not a better way to deal with punish people who did bad things. So here we talk about people who are going to get punishments. In Parsha Shoftim, however, we speak about a different reality. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu introduces the police officers' jobs are going to be makin v'kaifsin, the people who are going to enforce the law. And they may have to use a billy club. It may not be, it's not a question of straps, it's not a question of punishment. It's a question of sometimes that people have to be beaten into submission. If they're not going to follow the law, then the clubs are going to come out. And if they have to get arrested, they'll even get arrested. What happens when these monsters, these Antifa monsters demonstrate? When the police are doing their job? There's no choice, you have to keep the peace. These are crazy people. The people who walk around with masks and they're ready to harm, to kill, to maim, to pillage. There's no choice, you have to keep the peace. So the first thing they come out of, the riot police come out with clubs. And if that doesn't work, then they arrest them and throw them into prison. So first comes makin, and then comes kaifsin. And so, because in that situation, there even needs sometimes to be incarceration, although Torah frowns on incarceration as a rule. So that's why we have this idea of makel v'kaisin, and that's what we talk about, makel v'ritzur, we talk about the club and the strap, whereas in the parsha of Dvarim, we only speak about the strap because we're only speaking about punishment. And all of this, my friends, is till Mashiach comes, even in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. But as the Rebbe pointed out in our Shemoneh Esrei, we daven for the future, Mashiach will come, we say, Hashiva Shoftayech Kevarishena, that the Shoftim, that the judges will come back as it used to be. The Yoyatzayech, those who give counsel, Kevatchila, but there's no discussion of Shoftim, because if Mashiach will come in Eretz Hashem, nobody will violate the law. People may need advice, people may need rulings, but nobody will violate the law of Eretz Hashem. Mashiach will come, we'll live in a world of peace, a world of compliance, a world in which everybody will do what's right, because everybody will know Hashem, and they will know what's good, and know what's right, and the Yetzer Hara will be banished forever. May it happen speedily, and in our days, amen.